This is your wake-up call.
Wake the fuck up. The Breakfast Club, the show you love to hate. From the East to the West Coast.
DJ Envy.
Angela Yee.
Charlamagne Tha God.
The realest show on the planet.
This is why I respect this show, because this is a voice to society.
Changing the game.
You guys are the coveted morning show, but y'all earned it.
Impacting the culture.
They wake up in the morning and they want to hear that Breakfast Club.
The world's most dangerous morning show.
Yo.
Well, good morning, Charlamagne.
Good morning, Angela Yee. Peace to the planet. It's Tuesday. Drop one of Clues bombs. The Breakfast Club is back live on the air, damn it. Where's the bomb? All right, starting off with
a hitch. Did you say it's Tuesday?
What day is it?
Today's Wednesday.
Lord have mercy, I ain't ready
so
to do
So Monday
back.
Was a holiday, Memorial Day.
Damn, Jesus
Yesterday
Christ.
We had off because we had an extra day off. So that makes okay. Today... Wednesday.
So people sitting there listening like, damn, they still on reruns? They still doing Best Of Show talking about it Tuesday?
No, right. Today we had a very long extended weekend.
You
we
damn
had an
right.
Extra day tacked on.
And we deserved it.
I was in Punta Cana in the Dominican Republic.
I was in South Carolina crabbing.
Yeah, so I had a great time. So shout out to everybody that was out there. Now, as you can see on Instagram, DJ Envy is still in Dubai.
Oh, he's still in Dubai?
I don't know where he is now.
Well,
he was in Dubai.
Drop one of Clues bombs because it's Wednesday, damn it. And the Breakfast Club is back. So guess what day it is? Guess what day it is?
Hump day.
All right.
We'll pretend that Tuesday thing never happened.
Hey, man, I'm just getting back to work. You know how when y'all got back to work yesterday, you know you had to get back into the groove of things? I got to get back into the groove of things. And does it matter what day it is?
All right, 2 hours ago, they were leaving Abu Dhabi.
Who are these people you talking about?
Envy and his family.
Oh, so Envy not going to be here this morning is basically what you're saying.
Unless he somehow manages to transport himself here from Abu Dhabi, no, he won't be here this morning.
So you know what that means when Envy's not here? We deliver great content, but the transitions are trash. Round of applause
for our
trash transitions.
That means you'll be giving out the phone number constantly.
1-800-585-1051 if you want to participate in the Breakfast Club morning show. A lot to talk about. A lot is going on over the weekend.
We got all kinds of updates for you, all kinds of inside information. Now, Charlamagne, who did you beef with over these past few days? Because I know whenever we have a holiday.
Beef?
Yeah, you always get on Twitter and get into arguments with people. Anytime we have some type of vacation or day off.
No, I was in South Carolina all weekend.
I'm like, Charlamagne, just be on there. No problems.
I was minding my business with my family. Who did I beef with? I beef with somebody this weekend?
I'm asking you. I didn't see. But normally something happens.
I mean, regular people on Twitter, we interact with each other. But
we interact.
Oh, you know what? What's that boy name?
Who?
One used to rap with Jermaine Dupri.
What's his name?
Bow Wow?
Him.
Shad Moss?
Shad Moss.
You got into it with Shad Moss again?
Because I guess we re-ran a Donkey of the Day last week. So then he got upset about it, and he told me that...
he thought you was bringing up old stuff?
Yeah, he said he not Birdman. He's the wild one. He said the radio guy ain't going to do nothing but sue. So drop one of Clues bombs for the wild one, Shad Moss. I don't want no problems, bruh.
I knew something had to happen.
I don't want no problems. He said he's not Stunner. He's the wild one. That's what he said.
All right.
Yeah, I don't want no problems, bruh. All right? None whatsoever.
You never know, man. You never know.
I know you're feeling a little bad right now. CSI got canceled. You know what I'm saying?
Did it?
A little thing called unemployment right now. Bow Wow, you're in between jobs. You're transitioning, but you'll be fine. It happens to the best of us.
So you're saying he's a small dog with a big bark?
I don't know. I don't know anything about the guy. I know Shad Moss.
All right. Well, this morning we are going to do front page news. And we'll talk some more about the Cincinnati gorilla killing. This was huge news over these past few days. What should happen? Are the parents held responsible? Should they be investigated? We'll tell you what the police are saying now.
Yes, we need to talk about that. Because I've been having conversations with parents all weekend. And I just don't understand how you just let your child climb down in the gorilla pit. Like, what is distracting you that much? So people are like, oh, things happen in a second. It takes more than a second to climb in a gorilla pit, but we'll talk about it. It's the world's most dangerous morning show. We're on, baby. It's the Breakfast Club. All right, the world's most dangerous morning show, the Breakfast Club. Charlamagne Tha God, Angela Yee, DJ Envy is off. Today
He's
is Wednesday, off. Right?
Go off.
All right.
Yes, today's Wednesday. You don't have to keep checking.
Okay. Well, the NBA Finals start tomorrow. The Cavs take on the Warriors in a Finals rematch of last year, Game 1.
Who do you think is going to win?
Golden State Warriors, bruh. Stop it. Like, they're 73-9. Why would I sleep on a 73-9 team now? The same way I didn't sleep on them last series when they went down 3-1. Warriors all day. Sorry, LeBron James fans. Now, we got an update in the Cincinnati Gorilla incident.
Yeah, so a lot of people were calling for the parents to actually be investigated after their three-year-old slipped into the gorilla's enclosure on Saturday, and the gorilla dragged the boy across the moat. And at this point, we all know the gorilla was shot and killed. Now, according to the zoo, they said they wouldn't have done anything differently about that. That gorilla is over 400 pounds, dangerous, nothing they could do. We don't know what could have happened to that little boy. The little boy is safe now. But should the parents be held responsible? Well, yes. A witness who saw the incident said the boy told his mother he was going to get into the moat. The mother told him to behave, and then she was distracted by other children that were with her. She said the little boy himself had already been talking about wanting to go in to get in the water. And the mother was like, no, you're not. No, you're not. Her attention was drawn away for seconds. And then he was up and in before you knew it.
First of all, it had to be more than seconds. Let me tell you something. We're all at the pool this weekend. It's my nephews and nieces and cousins' kids. And one, I forgot who said. One of the little kids was like, I'm going to go in the pool. But the mom had already told him, you can't go in the pool. So you know what happens when you hear a kid say, I'm going to go in the pool, and the mama tells him, you can't go in the pool? You keep a stern eye on that kid to make sure he don't run and just jump in the pool.
All right. Well, and according to Cincinnati Police, they said their review is now going to focus on the actions of the boy's parents and family. So they're saying it's not because of the operation, not the safety of the Cincinnati Zoo. They're going to review if charges need to be brought forward against the parents.
That little boy should have got a beating when he got out that gorilla pit. Because number one...
Ooh, that's scary.
If I told my mama I wanted to jump in the pit and she told me not to jump in the pit and I went and jumped in that pit anyway, I was getting a beating when I got out that pit.
Well, a lot of people have been weighing in on this. Donald Trump had some things to say about what he thought about the whole shooting of Harambe to save the three-year-old.
I think it's a very tough call. It was amazing because there were moments with the gorilla, the way he held that child, it was almost like a mother holding a baby. It looked so beautiful and calm. And there were moments where it looked pretty dangerous. I don't think they had a choice. I mean, probably they didn't have a choice. You have a child, a young child is at stake. And, you know, it's too bad there wasn't another way. I will tell you, they probably had no choice.
I mean, let's stop acting like in America, human life doesn't trump all. Like, I'm upset.
Well, they already have a petition with 100,000 signatures, justice for Harambe.
Listen, I hate zoos. First of all, zoos ain't nothing but animal prison to me. That's number one. But number two, let's not act like human life does not come over animal life. If you got to make the choice between saving a human and an animal, you're probably going to pick the animal every time.
No, absolutely not.
Absolutely.
Now, Sharni O'Neill, who has five children, also weighed in. Here's what she had to say.
Something was wrong with how the boy was able to just get in there like that. I mean, fall in. So clearly you have your child latched on at this point at three. Hell, I hold on to my kids now. And they clearly all bigger than me.
Right.
Just let his hand go for a second to grab it. You know, you just don't know what it was. So it's kind of hard to say.
Nice and clean.
You know, I myself might have just jumped in the gorilla.
The reason people feel like this about the gorilla is because the gorilla is really human-like, and none of us have tasted a gorilla. We have no remorse for killing animals that taste good.
And I think people would look at the footage and they're like, oh, it looked like the gorilla was protecting the little boy, and then everybody got him so agitated by yelling and screaming.
If y'all ever had tasted some fried gorilla, y'all would not feel this way. Okay, if you don't feel this way about cows and chickens and things that taste good.
Well, I don't think they would have killed the chicken because thinking the chicken was going to kill
the little
boy. If
you fell in the chicken coop and a bunch of chickens was attacking the little boy, they would have no problem killing them chickens and then frying them and sautéing them and grilling them. Okay? So the moral of the story is taste some grilled gorilla. You probably change your mind about who comes first. Okay.
All right, now let's talk about what happened in Houston. You know, there was a mass shooting on Sunday, and they have a little bit more information. Now, the suspect is an Army veteran, Garza. He fired 212 rounds during this rampage. Two people were left dead. Six people were wounded. This was in a neighborhood off of Memorial Drive. Now, apparently, Garza came to Texas from California. He got there on Saturday. He went to go see some friends. They believe the shooting location was just random. Apparently, he was suffering from post-traumatic stress disorder, and he had served in the Army in Afghanistan. He just went off the grid on Saturday. He went into came out of a tire shop. He confronted a customer and shot him. That customer, Eugene Linsome, died at the scene. Then the customer went and got an AR-15 and started shooting at passing cars and police vehicles. He struck a line to a gas station that then caught on fire. So they believe that his military training and his location, he just felt safe there because of the three corners. And they did actually end up shooting Garza and killing him.
I wonder what kind of music he was listening to, since they've been blaming rap music for everything the past couple weeks.
Well, you know, they're saying that a lot of times, a lot of these veterans are taught to be tough and not to be weak. From the outside, it seemed like he was okay, but on the inside, he was just slowly crumbling. He got to the point things just weren't making sense. They said he was kind, he had friends, he got along well with others. He was a great kid, so the hearts just go out to the families of the people. He was just not there that day. He had some type of mental disorder.
Jesus Christ, poor guy. I hope I don't run into anybody like him today.
All right, well, that is your front page news.
That's right. We got Tell Them Why You Mad coming up next. Can I get the phone number?
1-800-585-1051. If you want to tell us why you're mad.
Yeah, that's right. Why are you pissed off this morning? Huh?
Maybe because Charlamagne told you it was Tuesday and you jumped out of bed thinking that you had to be at work or your schedule was all thrown off.
Hey, I know one thing. Today may not be Tuesday, but today is the first. So today is the day when all those girls who haven't been calling you all month call
you. Maybe
you
don't like our transitions.
You love our transitions. All these girls that haven't called you all month going to call you today because they need money for rent and they need money for bills. I call them first of the month fornicators.
There's a lot of guys calling girls out there for money nowadays, too.
I doubt it.
Yes, they are.
I mean, not for the first of the month. It's worse. Try. It's a lot of girls out there that are prostitutes and don't know it. But tell them why you're mad. Call us up. It's The Breakfast Club.
The Breakfast Club.
Hey, yo, this is DMX. You know what makes me mad? When ask for the truth, but can't handle the truth. All right? Now tell them why you mad on The Breakfast Club, bitches.
Good morning. Who's this?
This is Maverick.
Maverick, tell us why you're mad this morning.
Hey, Maverick, are you from Dallas?
Nah, I'm actually from Georgia. But I'm mad because I don't know what's going on with these parents lately with these kids. If you know that, you know, you have active kids or kids that are going to be, you know, hyperactive, then you need to keep a close watch on them. I almost ran over a kid at the gas station earlier because the mom was not watching the kid. He just ran away from the car and she wasn't paying attention.
Listen, you got to micromanage your kids. I suffer from extreme parental paranoia. There is no way in hell I'm taking my eyes off my daughter long enough in a public place for her to jump in some damn gorilla pit.
For real. You know what I'm saying? As many pedophiles and as many dangerous situations as your child can get into, like, seriously, I think we all need to pay close attention to our children.
Like, somebody asked me this weekend, they was like, you never lost your kid? Like, no!
Now, I'm not gonna lie.
Hell no!
When I was younger, my parents used to lose me all the time.
I don't understand that logic.
I used to always wander off.
I don't get it.
Good morning. Who's this?
This is D.
D, what's good? Tell us why you mad.
What's your name?
I'm right here, girl. Hey, D.
Okay, well, say good morning.
Well, good morning, D.
He's so rude,
my
right?
bad. I'm sorry. My stomach was growling. Go ahead.
MD's not there, and he be acting brand new when MD's not there.
I know. He's trying to act all fly and bougie.
I'm focusing on these transitions, baby.
Okay. Well, I was just, you know, I was trying to get over this whole gorilla little boy situation. I got two things about that.
Okay.
I mean, at the end of the day, yeah, we all as humans make mistakes. You know, and yeah, we do get engulfed in things that we shouldn't, you know. So I think they made a good decision on sniping the gorilla.
Right.
But if you look at the video, you see that the gorilla was acting, you know, as a mother protecting the child. And so I saw him drag that baby. I was like, what if that was my son?
That's right. Shoot the damn gorilla. Listen, why are we acting like human life doesn't trump every other life on this planet?
Yeah, I mean, they had no choice. It wasn't the zoo's fault the child fell in. But once that happened,
because they didn't jump in and try to like rustle the gorilla to get the child away,
right? Nobody was about to jump in.
So we got
to
put ourselves in our shoes. If it was our child, how would we really want the things to be panned out? We would have wanted that gorilla down, of course, as God's creature. But my child is in there, and then I would have gave him a beating, like Charlamagne said, after he got out of there. Because I told you, don't go in there.
That's it for not listening to mama. I'm glad that gorilla ain't kill you. But
do
I'm
it
about
when
to
you get home,
ass.
Because next thing you know, you'll have child protective services coming for you. You beat your child in front of everybody.
Exactly. Well, y'all have a good day.
You too, baby.
D. All right, well, tell us why you're mad. 1-800-585-1051. Call us up. Tell us why you're mad.
The Breakfast Club.
Hey yo, good morning. This is the Mad Rap. I'm gonna tell you why I'm mad. I'm mad because I hung out in the club last night and there was too many good girls in there. Yo, for real, we don't need none of y'all good girls in the club. We need loose girls, we need drug girls, we need sloppy girls. We need girls that's just gonna go all the way. We don't need none of y'all nice girls in there. Go home. Go away. Talk about it. And tell me why you mad. Breakfast Club, for real.
St. Clair, tell us why you mad.
Well, two reasons. Number one, Charlamagne, my guy, you gotta chill. Cavs Nation all day.
Uh-oh.
You don't rep the Warriors. You probably a Steph Curry fan.
I appreciate Steph Curry's talent, just like I appreciate LeBron James' talent, but no, they're not beating the Warriors, bro. But, hey, I'm going to tell you something. For LeBron James' legacy, That's the best case scenario to beat the 73-9 Warriors after what they just did to Oklahoma, best record in the league. Steph, two-time MVP, world champion. Mm-hmm. LeBron mm-hmm. needs this one. He needs this one for legacy.
Cleveland needs this one, my brother. Cleveland as a whole, Ohio needs this one. We going to get it this year. And I'm telling you, we going to pray with it and just go with it. And number two, that whole gorilla situation, why couldn't they just tranquilize them?
Because the gorilla would have started wilding.
They said it also takes like 15 minutes to 30 minutes for that to set in.
You tranquilize that gorilla, he'd have lost his mind and probably killed that little boy, man.
Oh, well, then there's no question. Thank you for enlightening me. I had no idea.
Yeah. The only reason people feel like this is because we ain't never taste gorilla, bro. If they taste
that, I ate one.
You eating a gorilla?
Yeah, man, I grilled it up on Monday.
All right,
what'd it taste like?
Tastes like chicken.
I knew you was going to say that. Drop one of Clues Bombs for everything that's not chicken tasting like chicken.
Oh, my gosh.
All right, man. Y'all got a blessed day. I appreciate y'all.
All right, bro.
Can't believe he's gorilla. Good morning. Who's this?
What's up? This is AJ Supreme.
AJ, what's good? Tell us why you mad.
Good morning, brother.
They want to make a big deal about this gorilla, but let there have been a breach in the cage or something and the gorilla got loose. Everybody would, kill it! They would have been screaming, kill it. And then they didn't make no deal when dude in Ohio who had all them lions and tigers and stuff let them loose and they killed all his animals.
Somebody had pet lions in Ohio?
Lions and tigers and stuff, and he had a little zoo out in Zanesville, Ohio, and he killed himself and let his animals out. Police had to kill them all.
Well, who can afford lions in Ohio other than LeBron James and maybe Kyrie Irving?
But, you know, the whole thing really is just an unfortunate situation, but they did what they had to do in reaction.
Yeah.
All right, well, you
have a great day.
All right.
Okay. Tell them why you're mad it's done.
All right. That's very good. Thank you very much for calling us up for telling about your bad. Now, Charlamagne, go ahead and tease my rumor report.
I just want to make sure, I don't want everybody to know, Envy's not here today. This is what Envy does. Envy plays music, and he's great at transitions. Okay? So we're working through it. Now, like Angela Yee said, Angela Yee, you got rumor report coming up, right?
Boy, yes, we do. We are going to give you an update on this whole Troy Ave situation. We'll tell you what new developments
have
occurred.
Very sad, tragic situation.
Also, we'll talk about Big Boy from Outkast. He put up a picture on Instagram, and people were very upset about it. We'll see what you think.
All right. It's the world's most dangerous morning show, The Breakfast Club.
The Breakfast Club.
Listen up.
It's just in.
All the gossip. The rumor report.
It's the rumor report.
The Breakfast Club.
So on Monday, Troy Ave was ordered held without bail on attempted murder charges. Mm. Now they expect those charges to be upgraded to murder once DNA tests prove Troy Ave was holding the gun that actually killed his friend and security guard, Ronald McFadder.
So are they trying to say that Troy Ave shot himself and his friend?
Now Troy Ave is pleading not guilty to these charges, so we'll
see.
That
don't sound right.
What happens? It definitely doesn't sound right. Now, the gun that was used in that shooting that left one person dead and two people wounded, that gun was recovered in a secret compartment of the minivan that belongs to Troy Ave.
Now, I'm not the highest grade of weed in the dispensary, right? But if a shooting goes down, shooting 101 is get rid of the gun that you used to shoot. Why was the gun still in the van?
It was in a hidden compartment that was inside the center console.
Police know about these hidden compartments. They're not hidden, kids.
Right. So now the other issue is McFadder's brother, Shan Duke. He told reporters that he was treated like a criminal when he went down there asking for an update in the investigation. He said, and for me to be a victim, I lost my brother to not know anything about the investigation. I wasn't even told when Troy Ave was being arraigned. He went on to say, I would not have let those two gentlemen in that club. The security staff got certificates to be security guards, bouncers, to bounce you out the club that's violent, but they don't know what's happening out on these streets. And he's saying that bouncers should have known better than to put Mano and Troy Ave in the same place. Huh? Now, Mano has since said, because a lot of people were saying that Troy Ave and Mano were beefing, but he has come out and publicly said, we didn't have any issues, and he's posted pictures of them together and everything, so not to believe all of the media hype about these issues that they were having.
Sad state of affairs. Everybody's like, give Troy Ave donkey today. Well, how? I'm not even too sure what happened yet. None of it makes any sense
now,
to me.
Now, DNA tests still haven't proved that Troy Ave was actually holding the gun that killed anybody. So we can't say that he did anything wrong. You know, he is pleading not guilty. So, you know, there's all different kinds of stories that somebody else shot at him. The gun fell. He grabbed the gun. There was a struggle for the gun. We don't know what happened.
Yeah, I mean, he definitely did something wrong. Because, I mean, whenever you run into a VIP area and you just fire into a crowd, that's Wrong.
Right. Something's
that is wrong.
But something definitely going on.
Yeah, but whatever happened in Irving Plaza, the one thing I do know, it wasn't worth it. One man is dead, RIP Banger, and Troy Ave is in jail and probably going to jail for a while. And I guarantee whatever it's over is absolutely nothing. It completely wasn't worth it.
Right. All right, now let's discuss this picture that Big Boy posted, and people were very upset about it. Now it shows the mother character, Florida Evans, in good times. She's, you know, cooking, being attentive as a parent, and the other photo shows a woman who is in a thong straddling a chair while her daughter looks and says, the caption says, mothers in the 70s, mothers now, and we act like we don't know what's wrong with these kids.
Now, I'm going to be honest with you. I understand what that picture meant, but I would much rather have the mother in the now than be coming home to Florida Evans every day. God bless Florida Evans, but no.
Now, we got a lot of backlash on Twitter, but Big Boy said, I don't mind you busting it open, but not in front of the baby. But I guess y'all didn't see the baby in the meme. And then he put that I did not create.
I guess he's basically talking about morals and values and character, right? Because aesthetically, I saw that picture and I'm like, I'd much rather have the woman in the thong now than
as your mom?
Well, as my wife, as more than Florida Evans. Now, if it's mom, you take Florida Evans all day. But to come home to, I'm taking the woman in.
Well, you know, women were upset. They were saying we're always under attack, black women, and motherhood is always under attack from black men in particular. And what about the dad? Let's talk about dads today, too. And, you know, single mothers do have it rough out there, mothers in general. So.
Well, it depends what you're doing in the thong. You can walk around in the house in the thong and take care of your kids.
Well, I
you're a woman.
Like, you shouldn't bust it open in front of a baby, though.
Oh, she was busting it open?
Yeah.
What you mean?
She was on a thong on the floor with her legs spread open. If you have revolt, you can see.
Yeah. See, now that's just wrong. I just thought she was, like, cooking breakfast.
So you said you would rather have it.
No, I'm still taking the woman in the thong as far as coming home to see my wife.
You didn't see the picture. All right, now let's discuss.
Thelma? I'm taking Thelma, too. Give me Thelma.
Florida Evans.
Now, if Thelma's the mom.
Who is Thelma?
Evans! What is wrong with you? Oh, you don't know Thelma?
I thought her name was Florida Evans on.
That is Florida, but Thelma was in the picture with her.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, Thelma. All right, now let's discuss Soulja Boy. You know, he did just get that $400 million
deal. Man, could you stop saying that? You're only doing that to raise my blood pressure on this Wednesday. Stop it.
Shout out to Soulja Boy, but he has now dropped all of the artists off his label. Now, he tweeted out, shut up, Charlamagne.
What? What do you want me to say? The obvious thing? Like, when the hell? First of all, I didn't know Soulja Boy had a label. And number two, I didn't know he had artists.
SODMG. There's no artist signed to SODMG. I dropped them all. I'm starting off the roster new and clean for 2016. And he also said, God is great. So thankful for the blessings. And thanks for blessing me to see the snakes and remove them from my life. Needed that.
Well, I just want to say to all Soulja Boy's artists who got dropped from SODMG, thank God for your blessings. Okay? Thank God for your blessings. All right? This is a blessing.
All right, well, okay. That is your rumor report. I'm Angela Yee.
And if you get dropped from a label that nobody knows existed, did you really get dropped? You know, if a tree falls in the forest and nobody's there to see it, did it really fall?
Stop it.
I'm just saying.
All right, well, everybody's dropped, so everybody's free to do whatever they want. And that is your rumor report. I'm Angela Yee.
Yes, and Front Page News is up next. We're going to talk about this man who killed a would-be rapist, and we're going to talk about all this good gorilla meat that's just going to waste in Cincinnati. Okay, it's the world's most dangerous morning show, The Breakfast Club. Breakfast Club, we got Front Page News right now. That was horrible. Let me try that again. It's the world's most famous. Oh. It's the world's most dangerous morning show, The Breakfast Club.
Famous.
The world's most dangerous morning show, The Breakfast Club. Charlamagne Tha God, Angela Yee, DJ Envy is off today, as you can tell, because our transitions are trash.
All right.
Well, it's time for Front Page News, and the Cavs will take on the Golden State Warriors in a finals rematch of last year. Game one is tomorrow night. Don't ask me who I got my money on. I'm going Golden State all day. Golden State Warriors are 73-9. You saw what you just did to the Oklahoma City Thunder. Why would I ever bet against them?
Well, hopefully that helps my Under Armour stock even more. So
something. Well, I'm glad the Under Armour stock is doing good. I'm glad them ugly ass sneakers is.
Their
clothes
are really nice. I use Under Armour workout clothes all the time.
I'm glad them ugly ass sneakers is doing something for somebody.
I have some of the sneakers as well.
Now we got an update on all that good gorilla meat in Cincinnati.
Well, yes, there's a lot of criticism over the killing of a gorilla to save a boy. That was at the Cincinnati Zoo when zoo officials had to shoot Harambe to save the 3-year-old who slipped into the enclosure. Now, a lot of people were calling for the parents of this 3-year-old to get charges brought on them. So right now, the Cincinnati police did say their review will focus on the actions of the boy's parents and family. They're going to see if charges need to be brought forward.
I mean, it's clear as day. It's some negligence. First of all, if the kid actually told the mom, I want to go in the pit with the gorillas, and the mom just brushes it off or whatever and doesn't micromanage her kid and pay close attention to her kid after saying that, she didn't do her job.
I think he said he wanted to get into the moat. There was a moat that the kid slipped into, and apparently a woman who was there saw the incident, and she said the boy told his mother he was going to get into the moat. The mother told him to behave, then she turned her attention to some other children that were with her, and he managed to slip away.
I was at the pool all weekend with my nephews and nieces and daughters. When you hear one of the kids say that they want to get in the pool after their mom said, no, you've already been in the pool, you can't go in the pool.
That's when you grab their hand.
That's when you grab them or you micromanage them to make sure they don't jump in the pool. If you hear the little boy say he's going to jump in the moat, you pay him even closer attention to make sure he doesn't what? Jump in the moat. The hell's wrong with her?
All right.
Now, husband beat his wife, would-be rapist to death.
No, he didn't beat his wife.
What did I say?
You said husband beat his wife?
Husband beat his wife's would-be rapist to death.
Okay, there we go. Let's put it all together.
Hey, man, I'm reading off the paper, bro. Okay? I'm just trying to get into the story. I'm trying to do this transition
now,
here, okay?
I have to say, this don't sound like a crime to me, but a Bronx cab driver, Mamadou Diallo, he was looking for a parking spot, and he got a call from his wife, and he got so upset. She said a stranger just tried to rape her in their apartment and that he was still upstairs. So somehow she managed to call. That is when Diallo grabbed a tire iron, went up there and bludgeoned the man to death. The man was a career criminal, Earl Nash, 43 years old. And now Diallo is facing assault and weapons charges. Now Diallo
said, shame on you, NYPD.
He threatened my wife as he was let out of the precinct. And this is what happened. Nash first knocked on the apartment door. Now the cab driver's wife was home with a female cousin. She thought it was her 16-year-old son. She saw it was a stranger. She went to shut the door, and he pushed his way in and then punched her. He said, I don't want money. I'm going to rape you. That's when he slugged her in the face several times. He ripped off her clothes and tossed her on the floor. She said, please, anything you want, I'll give it to you. And he hit her with a chair. She said, he broke all of my clothes. I had no clothes. I was very dizzy. Now, her cousin helped fight him off, and that's when the woman managed to call her husband. And he came up there and beat the man to death.
So as her husband was pulling up, the guy was leaving or something, right?
The husband, what did you say?
As the husband was pulling up, the guy that was trying to rape her was leaving or something, right? How'd they run into each other?
Well, surveillance footage shows that he walked right past him, but then he turned around when she pointed him out because he was actually going to the elevator, and that's when they came face to face. And the wife said, that's him, that's him. And that's when he turned around and beat him.
Well, drop one of Clue's bombs for Mama, the name I can't pronounce, that man. He did exactly
Diallo.
What he did exactly what any husband would do in
now,
that situation.
Now, initially, he was charged with manslaughter by the cops, but during his arraignment, they dropped that to 2 counts of assault, harassment, and criminal possession of a weapon.
He shouldn't get no charges. Why should he be charged? Why should he be charged because a career criminal tried to rape my wife? And
right.
I took this career
ripped
criminal.
Ripped off her clothes, threw her on the floor. How angry would you be if something like that happened?
First of all, this career criminal either should have been dead a long time ago or should have been put in jail forever a long time ago. So all this man did, Diallo, was do the law a favor. So why should he be charged like he's a criminal? He did what any man would do in
and
that situation.
And then he gets arrested after a man tried to rape your wife.
Our job as men is to protect and provide for our women. What did this man do wrong in this situation?
I can't say.
Other than not shoot him. You can't use a gun in New York, so you use a tie on.
Well, that is your front page news.
So we're going to talk about this?
Yes, transition into it, Charlamagne.
All right, homie, open the paper. I balled the paper up. Let me see. Let me make sure I got the transition.
Why did you crumple the paper up? It says all the information that you need.
Okay, I'm going to just wing it. Listen.
Do you think he should be charged with a crime?
Yes, do you think that this man should be charged for a crime? I think that his beating of this individual was totally justified.
It's self-defense. Somebody came into your home, into your space.
And tried to rape your wife. Tried to take your poom-poom.
Right.
I don't care if this man is dead. He got exactly what he deserved.
Did he do anything wrong? Could he have handled it any differently? Do you think that this was a crime?
Now, pause so I can give the number. 1-800-585-1051.
Good job.
All right. It's the world's most dangerous morning show, The Breakfast Club.
Yes.
This story, this man is a great American hero and should be treated as such.
We're talking about a cab driver from the Bronx, Mamadou Diallo.
Drop one of Clue's bombs for Mama.
Got a call
Dio.
From his wife that a man was just trying to rape her in their apartment. He got upstairs and the rapist was still there. He was actually in the hallway. He came face to face with him. His wife said, that's the guy.
I love
the
it.
Guy had ripped off her clothes and everything, threw her on the floor, beat her in the face, hit her with a chair. And that is when Diallo took a tire iron and bludgeoned him to death.
And I have no problems with what what's his name?
Mamadou Diallo
did. Drop one of Clue's bombs. That man is a great American hero and should be treated as such. I tell y'all all the time on this radio, a man's job is to protect and provide. You try to rape my wife. My wife's cousin is over there, tries to help her. She calls me. I'm already worked up before I even get there. I'm going to hurt somebody for trying to hurt my wife. What's
the problem? Initially, Diallo was charged with manslaughter, but during his arraignment, the charges were dropped to 2 counts of assault, harassment, and criminal possession of a weapon.
And you know what? I respect that woman because the first person she called was her husband.
Right.
She ain't called 911. You called a man that you know is going to hold it down for you. Now, she should have called 911 as well. But even if she would have called 911 and then called me as the husband, I'm still going over there with the same mindset.
Unfortunately, he was downstairs, just parked the car, and managed to get upstairs.
There you go.
And apprehend him himself.
There you go. I have no problem with what this man did. And I do not think this man should be charged with anything. Plus, wasn't this guy a career criminal who tried to rape his wife?
Yes.
A career criminal. So that means that he should have been dead or put under the jail forever a long time ago. So basically, Mamadou Diallo did your job better than you did.
All right, well, let's see what everybody else thinks. Should he have been charged with a crime?
No. Drop one of Clues Bomb for that man again, damn it. Let's go to the phones.
Good morning. What do you think? Should the cab driver be charged with a crime? Should Diallo be charged?
No, because I own a cab, own and operate a cab, checker cab in Detroit. What happened to our constitutional rights, our quality of life? You know what I'm saying? You mean that someone can actually come and violate you in your home, you know what I'm saying, where you got your sanctuary, you know what I'm saying, and violate you and your family? That's not right.
Yeah, that's what you...
Just not right.
One young lady said to me on Twitter, her name is Sadie Pink 44, she said Diablo was wrong because rapists left the apartment. F that! If I'm walking down the hall and I walk past the guy that just tried to rape my wife, I'm on your ass.
We're not going to let him get away
with it. Stop it.
All right.
What about temporary sanity? You know what I'm saying? I mean, come on now. We only human. I mean, your wife, your daughter. You know what I'm saying?
I don't even think we should have to plead temporary insanity. That man did what he was supposed to do as a husband.
Right.
Period.
I feel like whatever the charges are, they'll be very minimal, if any.
What they going to say? You shouldn't have beat him to death?
Because they did already drop the manslaughter charge. Let's see what other people think. Who's this?
Man, this is D from the Brick City.
What happened to Brick City?
Oh,
what do you
Lord.
Think? Should Diallo have been charged with a crime?
I think they should make an award after that, man, for that victory he got, man.
I agree.
I done the same thing.
The Mamadou Diallo Award should be a gold tire iron.
Hey, is it true that guy was like 60 years old?
Yeah, and the guy that he beat up and killed was 43.
Oh, Charlamagne, you better watch out. Birdman is on you, man.
He's got nothing to do with no Birdman.
I'm not trying to rape Birdman's wife, sir. So I don't think we'll ever get to that. Now, we got more of this question when we come up. What's the exact question? Is Mamadou Diallo wrong?
Should he be charged with a crime?
Absolutely not. He shouldn't be charged with a crime.
At all, period. Okay. And there was a hearing. We'll tell you what happened at the hearing.
Well, call up and tell us. 1-800-585-1051. Participate. It's the world's most dangerous morning show, The Breakfast Club, guys. Yep, it's the world's most dangerous morning show, The Breakfast Club. Charlamagne Tha God, Angela Yee, DJ Envy is off today.
That was Bryson Tiller. Don't.
Yep. And don't judge us for our transitions. We know they're kind of trash today. This is Envy's job. But we're discussing a topic that is near and dear to my heart. Mamadou Diallo, a great American hero. Salute that man.
That's right. He actually beat his wife's would-be rapist to death. His wife got her clothes ripped off. She was thrown to the floor. The husband showed up and beat the man to death.
Is that not sexy, ladies? Like, I understand that you just almost
That's
got
scary.
Raped, but your
but
man...
But it's good to know that your man can actually do something like
what?
That.
What?
Protect you like that.
Your man came home and beat your would-be rapist to death with a tire iron? Would that not make you moist?
Well, I don't know, under those circumstances. It's very difficult, though, because I'm sure she's still scared. That has to be a scary thing to even stay in an apartment when something like that happened to you.
That man will never come home and never have a hot meal ever again ready to go, okay?
And, you know, the cab driver, Diallo, they said he was a good guy. He worked hard. He didn't intend to take anybody's life, but he said anybody in that position would do the same thing to
protect
their family.
He's a great American hero. Give that man a medal, okay? What's the word we give the soldiers for bravery? Purple Heart or what,
yes,
something like that?
A Purple Heart.
Give that man a Purple Heart. That's not a Purple Heart?
Medal of Honor.
Give him a Purple Heart, a yellow moon, some green clovers, some orange stars.
But imagine this. He saw his wife with blood on her screaming for help. What was he supposed to do?
He did exactly what he was supposed to do. Why are we acting like people are not human beings? This is my wife, the woman I took a vow till death do us part. My job as a husband is to protect and provide. And you call me and tell me damn near a man's worst nightmare. That got to be top three worst nightmares for a man. A man tried to rape me?
Now, I will tell you this at the hearing. Prosecutors did not ask for bail. They said they would agree to whatever the judge thought was best. And that's when the judge released Diallo on his own recognizance.
Man, the judge should have been a real one and said, you know what, Mamadou Diallo, I know a life was lost, but but salute to you. Go home to your family.
Right.
Period.
Well, I'm sure they're just trying to protect whatever system they have to make sure there's no issues later on. So maybe this is something they have to do.
Why are we protecting the criminal?
I don't know.
Like somebody said to me, well, what about the victim's family? Who cares about his family? No disrespect, but who gives a damn? This guy is a career criminal who tried to rape somebody. He got what he deserved.
Let's see what you think. 800-585-1051. Yes. Good morning. Who's this?
Brian.
Brian, what do you think about this cab driver? Should he be charged?
Definitely not. It's the first time in my whole life I am agreeing with Charlamagne on a topic. I thought about music, but in my whole life, but it's not about music, but this thing hits close to home. Because I'm married, I got two kids, two little kids at home, and I know if my wife called me and said that something's going down, I would be there in a flash.
Right.
With a bat, with a tire iron, with a whole car. I'm ready to drive it through the front door.
That's it. And you know what? You can even call the police and tell them to meet you there. But when I get there, you got to handle your business as a husband.
And guess what? Crime or not, I bet you he'll do the same thing again, no matter what.
You damn right.
All right. Hey, good morning. What would you have done in that situation if you were the cab driver? And do you think you should be charged with a crime?
Yeah, this is Zay from Miami. Man, it ain't no way I'm finna just let my wife sit there and get raped and nothing happen.
Right.
You basically might as well get my jumpsuit ready, spray it in starch, because I'm going to jail.
That's right.
Period.
That's ridiculous. That I don't even know how they let that happen. That's crazy. That just goes to show why our justice system is, like, ridiculous, because any black man, go crazy like hell. I don't know.
Well, any man, period.
Yeah, it's not even a race thing, bro. A man, period.
Yeah, it's not. It really ain't. Any man, like, just like Charlamagne said, any man. Because basically, you know, as soon as you see that, you're not going to think.
Nope.
The first thing in your head, you're going to snap. Don't calm me down. Don't do... I don't want to hear it. None of that.
It is what it is. It's going down.
I'm with you, bro.
All right. Thank you.
All right. The moral of the story is a husband's job is to protect and provide. Mamadou Diallo is a great American hero. Drop one of Clue's bombs for him, okay? He needs a Lifetime movie. We're going to call it Iron Man. All right?
Iron Man.
I'm with that. God bless that, brother. Tim for... Oh, that's a dope acronym. Tie Iron Man. Tim. For those of us who can't pronounce Mamadou. Call him Tim for short. Okay? I respect that man. I have no problems with what he did. God bless him. I wish him the best.
All right, perfect. Now tease my rumor report.
Oh, Angelique, you have rumor report coming up
Thank
next?
Thank you, Charlamagne.
Yes.
Yes, as a matter of fact, I do. We are going to talk about Nia Guzman, the mother of Chris Brown's 2-year-old daughter. She did an interview with Latina, and we'll tell you what she had to say. Also, let's talk about Drake's Memorial Day party. I know y'all saw the fight that broke out, but guess what else was going on? There was a lot of love at the pool. We'll tell you who was loving each other.
There was a fight at this party?
You didn't see the video footage?
No, I ain't see that.
I'll show it to you.
All right. It's the world's most dangerous morning show, The Breakfast Club.
Well, come to-
Listen up.
It's just in.
All the gossip. The rumor report.
Gossip.
With Angela Yee.
It's the rumor report.
The Breakfast Club.
Well, all is not good between Birdman and Lil Wayne. As a matter of fact, Lil Wayne has been on a rampage. Now, he opened up about some of the issues he's been having while he performed in Phoenix, Arizona. Here is what he said on stage.
Say the Birdman. Right now, these got me in bars right now. They don't want to see me make good music. I don't know what the is going on. If you thought that if any second I gave a about it, I can't, because I got people like y'all that still support me.
So he said, F the Birdman, F Cash Money.
Mm.
What, Charlamagne?
I was going to say Birdman better put some respect on Lil Wayne's check. Like, give Lil Wayne his money. Like, what's the problem?
But he said he does have 2 new albums coming our way, so that's good. And I think part of the issue is that he did want to be able to put out his album, and there's been some issues with that also. So I guess they had been in talks, but things fell apart.
Birdman, don't worry about the radio guy. You need to go pull up on Lil Wayne and tell him put some respect on your name, damn it.
Now okay. Let's talk about Drake. He had a party that was like a start of the summer party, and things got a little out of control. Now, I don't know if you guys saw this, but footage was all over the internet. There was a fight that broke out. It was 2 women, and then in the background, there were more people fighting. If you have Revolt TV, you can actually see the footage. She's really getting at her. She's punching her on the head and all of that. They said the cops were called multiple times. Now, apparently, the party started off pretty chill, but before you knew it, there were busloads of women being brought in, and after a while, it got unmanageable.
I don't see the problem. There's nothing wrong with having a good
look. Look at how many people are there. It's crazy.
Yeah, I mean, you're going to have one basic bitch brawl, you know what I'm saying, in a party of that magnitude.
Right. Well, there were other things that were going on there. Kylie Jenner was there. We're party next door. According to eyewitnesses, they were all over each other, kissing each other, making out the whole time. Also, Khloe Kardashian was there, and she was apparently looked like she was with Odell Beckham Jr. Now, there's pictures of them together the night before and then pictures of them together that same night, and they were definitely into each other, according to eyewitnesses. They looked like a couple, and there's actually pictures of them that was on TMZ Sports, where if you can see it right now on both, she's kind of leaning on him. And
leave it up to Odell to wife up the manly-looking Kardashian.
So, there you have it now. Khloe did
can't
say...
Can't get to Caitlyn and get the next best thing, huh?
Khloe did go on Twitter, and she wrote, "It's not that deep." Okay, just so you know. So,
whoa.
Maybe what is it is that about? Deep.
So
I don't know.
Is it shallow? Is it shallow, Courtney?
It's not that deep. Yeah. All right,
she
now.
She looks like she could take some D, though. Why would it be
All right. Now, let's talk about Nia Guzman, the mother of Chris Brown's 2-year-old daughter, Royalty. She did her very first interview with Latina Magazine. And listen to what she had to say about raising a child with Chris Brown. She said her and Chris Brown met through a mutual acquaintance. They established a friendship. She said it was probably a good 5 or 6 years. It was always just a friendship, and it was nothing more, nothing less. It was a friendship, and not until the custody issues were raised, that's when we stopped talking and negativity started. Well, already that sounds like more than a friendship to me, if all of a sudden you go from a friendship to custody issues. But she said we both went through breakups. We both dealt with them. We both checked on each other throughout everything. And to be here now is just really crazy, and it's really hurtful. I don't know how to get back to the way we were until time can heal that. Now, she said Chris Brown did know about their daughter, Royalty, way before everybody else found out about it. She said the world didn't find out until about a year ago. He always knew. He just wasn't ready to deal with the situation. Now, she said it's all been quite the experience, and she can't say anything positive about it, about raising a child in the public eye with Chris Brown. She said she's also not interested in his money. She just wants to raise her child in a balanced and safe environment. Tell me if you agree with this. She said, gold digging. I think this whole money issue has been out of control. People are stuck on that number, 15K, 16K. That is something that is legally calculated from a dad's income. She said, I want to have Royalty in a safer home. I wouldn't want her to be going to dad and then be in a mansion and huge playrooms and backyards and TV rooms. And then she comes home with me and she's in a small apartment. I just want to keep her balanced. He feels like she should have everything when she's with him and limited when she's with me, and I don't think that's okay at all. Now, as far as having a job, she said when everything calms down, she's going to go get her license for radiology and just go back to everyday life.
It's just that easy to get a license for radiology?
She's going to go to school.
Oh, okay.
She's saying she needs some help, and she hopes that her mom can come and help her out. So there you have it. That's what Nia Guzman has to say about the whole situation. Do you agree that she shouldn't go from living with her dad and being in these huge mansions to coming home and being in a small apartment, or is that not his responsibility?
I don't know about that, but I disagree with Kylie leaving Tyga Jenner to go live with Party Next Door. Tyga put in a lot of work, was red-shirting that girl when she was just some lonely prospect that nobody knew about. Then she became the number one high school prospect in the league, and you just going to leave me and go off for somebody else?
Now, I will say this.
Jesus.
I remember I told you I heard that he owed her some money, and that's what a lot of the issues was. And now that report did come out, and she did deny it. They said it was like $2 million. I heard it was $600,000.
Well, drop one of the clues bombs for Tyga.
He said it wasn't a loan. She just gave it to
you
him.
You damn right. He out here pimping like a pimp should. I'm going to get $2 million out of Kylie Jenner because she's worth it.
Listen.
Okay? I'm out here taking penitentiary chances, doing all this statutory rape stuff with you, and I can't get $2 million? Come on, now.
All right. Well, that is your rumor report. I'm Angela Yee.
Yes.
Yes.
Set me up.
Oh, and guess what we got coming up next? We got Charlemagne's donkey of the day. Now, Charlemagne.
Yes, Angela.
Who are you giving that donkey to?
Donkey today is going to a young lady named Michelle Gregg. If you don't know who Michelle Gregg is, she's the mother of the 4-year-old boy who got lost in the gorilla pit. She needs to come to the front of the congregation. We'd like to have a word with her, please.
All right. Well, coming up next, donkey of the day with Charlemagne on The Breakfast Club.
I was born a donkey.
It's the donkey of the day.
That's pretty funny.
Charlemagne the devil?
Possibly. The Breakfast Club.
Yes, donkey today for Wednesday, June 1st, goes to Michelle Gregg. Now, if you don't know who Michelle Gregg is, she's the mother of the 4-year-old who wandered into a gorilla exhibit Saturday in Cincinnati. Now, if you haven't heard the story about Michelle Gregg, let's go to NBC affiliate WLWT-TV to get an eyewitness account from Kim O'Connor. Take it away, Kim.
Oh, you heard the splash.
and people were yelling, you know, there's a boy in the water, there's a boy in the water. I don't know if the screaming did it or too many people hanging on the edge, if he thought we were coming in, but then he, you know, pulled the boy down further away from the big group. The little boy himself had already been talking about wanting to go in, get in the water. And his mother's like, no, you're not, no, you're not. Unfortunately, we heard it. We hadn't gotten much outside the gate. We were hoping they were just putting him to sleep. I mean, really, we just would like to know that that little boy is okay.
Now, let me tell you something. I come from the era of being micromanaged by my parents, so that's what I do to my kids, especially when they're four. Okay, my daughter is seven. And if she's at home in her room or I'm in the kitchen and she's in the den, if she gets too quiet, I'm like, hey, what's going on in there? I'm going to walk or I'm going to walk in there and see, okay? And if I'm in a public place, forget about it. I tell my daughter, who thinks she's too grown for this now, by the way, you hold my hand and don't let it go. I don't let my kids walk behind me. I want them in front of me so I can see what's going on, okay? Over the weekend, I'm having a discussion with a mother, and she said to me, so you've never lost your child? I'm like, hell no! Like, what has distracted me so much that I lose track of my child? Not to mention, the little boy told the mama, you heard what Kim said, the little boy told the mama, I want to jump in the gorilla compound. As soon as the child says that, you should be on alert that your kid may be up to something. What Khaled say? I'm up to something. Kids are always up to something, okay? He's four. He doesn't quite understand the word no just yet. So if you tell him he can't go in the gorilla compound, your kid may just try you because that's what kids do. But you, as an adult, knowing that, should pay more attention to prevent that from happening. I'm at the pool this weekend. One of the kids in my family wanted to go in the water. His parents said no, but he was still by the pool. So you know what we did? We all watched that child the most to make sure he don't do a little run and splash, okay? When you tell a child no, he can't do something, his brain processes it like, I want to do it. What happens if I do it? So he was inching his way towards that pool, even after being told no. And you got to be there to say, what did your mama tell you? Or the mama or daddy got to be there to snatch him up and say, didn't I say you not going into the pool? Michelle Gregg, it should be that same scenario with you and your son. If you can't keep track of all your kids, maybe you got too many kids. Okay, I read an article on The Atlantic where they said we shouldn't mother shame Michelle Gregg.
Mother shame.
Yes, we should mother shame her, okay? In fact, she should be ashamed of herself. Her son could have been killed. And what's the gorilla name? Harambe?
Harambe.
And poor Harambe the gorilla is dead for being a gorilla. Number one, you got him in animal prison. Okay, that's all a zoo is, people. It's an animal prison. I don't like the zoo. Never agreed with taking someone from their natural habitat and then putting them in captivity in order to work for us, okay? I think we called that slavery at some point in time. But you already got this gorilla in prison, and then you kill him because a mother was negligent and came into my space? I get it. Human life trumps all, but damn, gorilla lives matter too. It's still one of God's creations. A life was lost because of Michelle Gregg, so at the least, she should be charged with some form of negligence. But I'm sorry, you forgetful parents out there who have misplaced their kids. I just can't relate. You're a parent. As a parent, our job is to parent. Okay, if I'm out with my kids, I don't know what could distract me from parenting. I misplace a lot of things often. Okay, I can say my daughter's is not one of them, all right? Okay, so Michelle Gregg, I'm sure you didn't mean any harm. I'm sure you're a great parent, but you made a stupid mistake. And stupid mistakes are exactly what Donkey of the Day is all about. Give Michelle Gregg the biggest hee-haw, please.
Now, I'm going to have to ask my mom how she always lost me when I was younger. They said I used to wander off a lot.
You probably was a little badass kid who used to go running high.
I remember two times in particular when I got lost. One time, I think I wanted some gum.
See?
And she didn't give it to me, and I was gone for a while, and she couldn't find me. She said she was crying, and then a security guard actually brought me back to her.
Ask her what was she doing that you just could walk off like that.
And another time, I think me and my brother were with her. She was shopping, and I just left. I don't know. But my mom used to lose me all the time.
Wow. Can we get up past charges? Can we call it Dyfus?
What happened? It sounds like it was done on purpose.
I also want to say, too, we all know human life trumps animal life, and all of y'all out there acting like it don't stop it. Okay, all you vegans who don't deal with animal products, I understand why y'all mad, but for you people who had sausage this morning, hamburgers this weekend, shut up, okay? If gorilla was tasty, we wouldn't care. If you could fry, grill, or barbecue a gorilla, you wouldn't even care that the gorilla was dead. We have sympathy for things that we can't eat. But boy, if we can slice that thing and put it on some bread or eat it with some rice, please, it's just meat. God bless that gorilla, but if you could eat it, you wouldn't care.
All right. Well, now, thank you, Charlamagne, for that Donkey of the Day.
Now, Askey is up next.
Yeah, it is.
So, nobody had to tell me.
Now, if you have any questions, if you need some advice on anything in your life, you can call me up right now, 1-800-585-1051, and I'll help you out.
All right, Askey is up next. It's the world's most dangerous morning show, The Breakfast Club.
That was more money, more problems. Ain't that right? Well, not for me. More money makes things a little better. But anyway.
I'm broke.
Let's do Ask Ye now. Who is on the line?
Z.
Z, what's the problem?
Okay, so I've been dating this guy about a year.
Okay.
And he has a 3-year-old son. I have a 6-year-old son.
Mm-hmm.
And his son plays with my son. As soon as we met and we hit it off, we introduced our sons. We take our sons places. Like, we just become a family.
Right.
So, just recently, his baby mother, she has a vendetta against me. I don't know what it is or why it is. She claims that her son tells her that I beat him with a belt.
Wow.
And so, yes, now she's, like, taking him to court. She wants full custody and just all types of stuff. Like, she wants visitation rights. And now I'm like, and now she's like, oh, well, the judge granted her full custody until they go to court. And she's, and, so he misses his weekends with his son. Like, his mom don't get to see him, or no one gets to see him.
Cause that's so crazy. All because she's bitter.
This whole time that I've been spending time with your son, just now, he's just now telling you that I beat him with a belt. And mind you, Angela Lee, he is high yellow. And I'm like, if I beat that boy with a belt, why isn't there no marks on him?
Right.
He's like, oh, because he had a pull-up on. I feel bad because I don't never want me to come in between him and his son, or him not seeing his son.
Well, there's a couple of things going on here. Number one, obviously your boyfriend knows you've never beat his son with a belt, right?
Right.
So he knows that his baby mom is the one that's causing problems. It's not you.
Right.
Even if he wasn't dating you, she would be doing that to somebody. So don't ever think that it's your fault or you're the person that's coming in between him and his son. He's not going to be single forever.
Okay.
So this is something that it is good that he has to deal with this now. It's a shame that this has to happen. But if it wasn't you, it's going to be somebody else because she's crazy.
Yeah.
Now, I don't know. A lot of times kids say things that's not true. Are you sure the kid didn't go home and say that?
I'm not sure. I'm not sure because she lives like 4 or 5 towns away from us. So I don't know if he would say that because he'll say anything. He's 3. Like whatever you tell him to say, he'll say it.
Right, he's 3.
And especially, like, that's his mom. Like, I have a 6-year-old, so I know, like, if I tell my son to say something, he would say it.
Okay, so eventually you're going to have to go to court. Now, have you guys gotten a lawyer?
No, not yet.
All right, so first things first, make sure you get a lawyer. Because
okay.
That's going to be important for him to be able to establish his visitation again. And obviously, you have witnesses. You have your 6-year-old, your boyfriend that can attest to the fact that you've never hit this child with a belt. And when you go to court, I don't know that a 3-year-old, what they say in court can, you know, hold up. If the son comes into court and is like, yes, she's the one that beats me. We don't know if the mom is telling him to say that. We don't know if he's just saying that on his own for no reason.
Right.
We don't know if she was picking at him. Because if he is going home and saying that, then it's not really the mother's fault.
Yeah.
For thinking that, but obviously we know it's not true.
Right.
So I think
because
right now
we had him for a whole week for vacation up in the Poconos because my father came to visit from North Carolina, and then he went home. After the whole week we had him, then he went home. But he tells everything. Like he'll tell his grandmother if his father plucked him. Like
right.
Jordan will tell anything. So I'm like, why didn't he tell his dad or why didn't he tell his grandmother why we had him the whole week? Like he waited a whole week. A 3-year-old waited a whole week to tell his mom when he got home that I beat him with a belt.
Right. I think right now it's just the road to establishing his visitation again. And that is going to mean proving that you haven't done anything wrong to this child. Whether you have to go to court to prove that or not, you know, obviously now you do have to go to court. So I think the most important thing is to get the right legal representation and make sure that you have a very solid case. Because at this point, that's all that you can do. Now, if the mother really thinks that you're doing this because the child really said that, then you guys all need to be together and talk to that child and say, you know, have I ever hit you? Is there anything wrong? Do you feel like I've done something? So that the child can, you know, say what they have to say in front of you.
Okay.
All right, but good luck to you.
Thank you.
And don't think it's your fault that, you know.
All right, that was Askey. If you got questions for Angela Yee, simply reach out and touch 1-800-585-1051, and she will answer all your questions right now. Round of applause for my transition, please. Just want to give myself a little props. Thank you. It's
you
the
don't
Breakfast
get
Club.
Props for doing what you're supposed to do.
It's not my job, though.
It is your job. We've been here for how many years?
I lose count. I don't even know today is Wednesday.
All right. Anyway, 800-585-1051. Call this up. It's Ask Yee. That was The Weeknd. Earned it. You earned it. Now it's time for Ask Yee. Who's on the line?
Yeah, it's your boy, man. Porta Potty Guy, man, on Instagram, man.
Oh, gosh, Porta Potty Guy. What is your question today?
Hey, yeah, I got a friend, man. Hey, Charlamagne, what's up, man?
What up, Porta Potty? PPG.
I'm good, man. Hey, yeah, I got a friend, man, but I don't think this dude is a friend, man. I've known this dude for over 10 years, man. Mm-hmm. And I had my son's birthday party, you know what I mean, on Sunday, and this dude didn't even show up, man.
Well, maybe he had something else to do.
Yo, he's telling me that he was sleepy, man. I don't want to hear that, man, especially if you're telling me you're my son's godfather, man. You know what I mean?
Right. Like, oh, that's your son's godfather and he didn't show up to his party?
He's the one that put himself in that box. I never told him he was the godfather.
You don't make yourself a child's godfather. He made himself a godfather.
Exactly, man. And he didn't show up to my son's birthday party, man. I've known this dude for over 10 years. So I want to know if I think
it depends on what kind of person he is. Now, if it was Charlamagne might not show up to his friend's son's birthday party, right, Charlamagne?
Yeah,
quite possibly.
Well, Charlamagne, you know, I understand with Charlamagne. He's a difficult person, you know what I mean?
That's what I'm saying. What kind of person is this guy? Some people just don't show up for stuff like that.
Well, he's a laid-back type of person, but I'm just saying.
Maybe he didn't think it was that big of a deal. It's a kid's party.
Yo,
if he didn't show up for your birthday party.
Yo, he's the type of dude, he's telling me, yo, PPG, if you make it, don't forget about me.
Well, yeah, of course. You want to ride that wave if you make it. This is what you do. Have you told him that you're upset about it?
Yo, he tried calling me yesterday, man. I didn't even pick up the phone,
so you just
want
to avoid him so he has no idea that you're mad about it.
I'm mad.
Porta Potty guy.
I'm Jamaican.
You need to tell him, listen, I'm upset. You didn't come to my son's party. You call yourself
Word
my
up,
son's
Jason.
Godfather.
Jason, I'm upset at you, dog. Now he knows, Angela.
Right, okay.
It's okay, man. But Trap Bounce is moving out here in the
streets. Shut up.
All right. Good luck to you, the Porta Potty guy. Good morning. Who's this?
I have a big problem.
Okay.
So I just found out that my father is still alive.
All right. That's good news.
My whole 31 years, they told me my father was another man and he's died.
Oh, wow. So how did you find this out?
My brother.
Okay.
So I reached out to the guy's daughter, and, you know, he laughed when she told him, and he keeps denying it. It gets better, Angela.
Mm-hmm.
The girl is actually my ex-girlfriend.
Well, good thing y'all didn't have kids together.
What the hell is going on here?
He found out his real father's daughter is his ex-girlfriend.
Wow. So he was having sex with his sister.
Go ahead, Charlamagne. You can crack on me.
His half-sister.
I don't have nothing to say. I mean, you know, your child might come out a mutant.
They're not having a kid. That's his ex. But I will say she's being selfish if she's only thinking about herself in that situation. Obviously, one of the main reasons why you need to know who your real father is to know, in case anything happens health-wise down the line, what things you need to be aware of.
That is very true. Because you can end up having sex with your sister, and, you know, she might have a baby, and she might pop out a little Wolverine.
But, you know, I think if he doesn't want to be identified, there's nothing you can do to force him to do that, though, at this time and point. But I think you should express that it is important to you just for those reasons, and you just want to know.
I've been trying to contact Charlamagne on Instagram because I know Murray is his homeboy.
Who the hell is Murray?
You don't know who Murray is?
Oh, yeah. Mari, I'm sorry. I forget black people pronounce Mari Murray.
Who's Mari?
Mari Povich.
Oh, Mari. Okay. So you want Mari Povich to try to get him on the show?
Won't you guys, you know...
I'll send an email for you, see what we could do.
Let's hook that up, man.
All right.
Wow, good thing they broke up. That was Ask Ye. Once again, if you couldn't get through, it's breakfastclubam@gmail.com if you have any questions.
That's right, Ye, you got Rumor Report coming
up. A lot of people also been hitting us up about that Dr. Natasha Sandy weight loss challenge.
It starts today or tomorrow.
They want to be involved in it also, you know who you're sponsoring, Charlamagne?
Yeah, the two contestants, they actually, they're in town today. I'm going to meet them at 5 o'clock today, actually. I'm not going to say that where, but yeah.
I'm going to guess it's at Dr. Sandy's office.
Yeah, well, don't show up on me, okay? I got white dudes in
Pull
suits.
Up.
I got white dudes in suits.
Now go ahead, tease
me. Oh, you got Rumor Report coming up?
Yes, we are going to talk about Afrika Bambaataa and the Zulu Nation, and we'll tell you what they're saying about these child sexual assault allegations. It seems like they've had a change of heart. Also, Lyra Galore versus Mike Epps. What happened between these two that they are now on Instagram going back and forth? And, of course, we got the update on Troy Ave.
All right, we'll talk about that when we come back. It's the world's most dangerous morning show, The Breakfast Club.
The Breakfast Club.
Listen.
All the gossip.
The Rumor Report.
With Angela Yee.
It's The Rumor Report.
The Breakfast Club.
All right, well, here's the update on what's going on with Troy Ave. Now, he was ordered held without bail on attempted murder charges yesterday. Those charges are expected to be upgraded to murder once DNA tests prove Troy Ave was holding the gun that actually killed his friend and bodyguard, Ronald McFadder, who was fatally shot in the chest during the incident at Irving Plaza. Now, the recovered weapon, which they did find in the minivan that he was in, actually matched six bullets that was recovered from the scene, including the one that killed McFadder and the one that wounded Troy Ave. Now, the guns can't be matched to the bullet that struck the model, Maggie, since that bullet is still lodged inside her leg, so they haven't been able to determine if it was all with the same gun. But according to Pix 11, there is another shooter that's being searched for in connection with this shooting. Previously, they thought Troy Ave was the shooter that resulted in three injured, including himself and one person dead. But investigators are now saying there may have been another man who shot both Troy and Banga.
Well, none of these stories are adding up, because if they're looking for another shooter, then how can they say that the gun that Troy Ave had matched all the bullets?
Well, they're saying two of the people that got shot, it matched those. But the woman who got shot, they don't know because the bullet's still in her, so they can't match that bullet yet. Now, and we don't know how many shots were fired altogether, but what they are saying is this new surveillance footage. It shows that Troy Ave is limping out of the green room. He has bloodstains on his pants.
That is a
and
fact.
Bang is in the video also. So
really?
What they're saying is there could be another shooter who actually pulled out a gun, shot Troy Ave in the leg, shot Bang in the stomach, and then from there they said Troy Ave and the man wrestled for the gun, and that's why another shot went off in Irving Plaza.
Now, I'm not the highest grade of weed in the dispensary, but I, you know, haven't even been involved in a shooting in a long time. But I do know that you're supposed to stash the gun. Like, why would you hide the gun in your van? All these sewers in New York?
There were three guns that were found all together in a hidden console.
Tragic situation. I'm just waiting on all the details to come out, because right now none of this makes sense. And I refuse to believe Troy Ave shot himself and his homeboy. Like, none of that makes sense to me. But whatever the shooting was over, I guarantee it was for absolutely nothing. If somebody harms your family, if somebody's trying to take your life, by all means, get the guns blazing. But I got a feeling this situation wasn't about nothing that really matters.
Well, 50 Cent has vouched for Troy Ave. He put up a post. He said, self-defense, that's more like it.
He actually put self-defiance, but okay. I think he edited it and corrected it.
Hold your head, Troy. See how the story changed. So he did show his support also. All right, Nicole Scherzinger from Pussycat Dolls. She was supposed to star in Cats on Broadway, but she has dropped out. Now, apparently, she had a problem with the billing. She wanted her name on the title. So basically, she wanted to say Nicole Scherzinger Cats, and they didn't want to do that. They said she's crazy.
Can't nobody spell Scherzinger.
They said they went out on a limb to get her for the London Palladium, and then they tried to get her on the Cats on Broadway, and now she's dropped out just for that reason.
Why are they always typecasting her with felines? Pussycat Dolls, Cats on Broadway. What's next? You gonna play Catwoman in the next Batman movie?
I don't know, but, you know, I'm not even gonna say it, but Cats actually is one of my favorite plays ever, so it'd have been pretty exciting to see her on there.
For some reason, I feel I've seen that before.
You don't remember? It's like the cats singing.
I do.
All right. So, the Universal Zulu Nation, they have apologized to Afrika Bambaataa's accusers. Now, you know, at first, they were defending Afrika Bambaataa and against these allegations of child sexual abuse. Well, now they have issued a letter yesterday, and they've apologized. They said, we extend our deepest and most sincere apologies to the many people who have been hurt by the actions of Afrika Bambaataa and the subsequent poor response of our organization to allegations leveled against him. So I guess they must really know for sure.
So that's an admission of guilt.
That he did it. They apologized. They also promised the Zulu Nation would pursue justice for survivors of these alleged assaults and educate its members about child molestation and change the culture of the organization to support people who speak out about assault. So they definitely felt bad about accusing. There were four men that came forward and accused Afrika Bambaataa. So.
Afrika Bang Bottoms.
Stop. All right. And, you know, it's a difficult thing. And like I said, people always wonder, why don't these victims come out earlier? If this happened 30 years ago, why are you just speaking up now? But as you can see in this case, it was something that was very difficult, and they did get crucified when they did come out.
You still can't completely say he's guilty until he admits to it, though, right? Like, I mean, you have accusers, and then you have the Zulu Nation saying it, but he still has to confess to it, right?
Right. He himself has not yet confessed, but he's been, you know, kicked out of Zulu Nation.
Damn. Afrika Bambaataa.
All right. Well, that is your Rumor Report. I'm Angela Yee.
Jesus Christ. All right. Listen. Revolt. Peace. See you later. They're gone for the day.
Now you have to say Envy's mix.
All right. Hold on. This is called a transition, ladies and gentlemen.
People's choice mix.
Envy's not here today, so we have to do the transitions. So first, we got to say goodbye to Revolt.
Bye, Revolt.
We'll see you tomorrow.
Now,
Revolt.
I know y'all wanted to hear Ye Mix.
Yes, but
DJ Envy still want to be part of the show, even though he's not here. He's on vacation.
Envy don't have to worry about nothing when it comes to his transitions, okay? Can't nobody replace him with that. But when it comes to that mix, Ye could take that spot.
I definitely could
so
have.
So he definitely left a mix, so Ye don't do that, but you know.
We know how we do.
We still adding a song to the mix this morning because this new Jay-Z and this new Pusha T featuring Jay-Z off the new King Push album came out, and I call it grown man trap music. It's for the survivors. Hov still got it. We're gonna start off the mix with the new
Drug
Pusha T.
Drug deal is anonymous.
I love it. I love it. Salute to Tommy. Tommy tweeted out she always wanted to be mentioned in a song with a couple drug dealers. Tommy, we got to talk. It's former drug dealers, okay? These guys don't sell drugs anymore. Stop it. All right? But we're starting to mix off with that. It's the world's most dangerous morning show, The Breakfast Club.